Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In my view, the most serious debilitating circumstances affecting the ocean today is acidification, the changing pH or acid balance in the water column with devastating impact on the marine food chain, species migration and reproduction, and the sustainability of habitat. This is a global situation, mostly invisible, but demanding an immediate action. What follows is quoted from a fact sheet on ocean acidification prepared by the U.S. Ocean Carbon and Biogeochemistry Subcommittee on Ocean Acidification in partnership with other international research organizations. It is reported here in full because of the clarity of the presentation and the urgency for public awareness about this issue. 1. Ocean acidification is a progressive increase in the acidity of the ocean over an extended period, typically decades or longer, which is caused primarily by uptake of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. It can also be caused or enhanced by other chemical additions or subtractions from the ocean. Acidification can be more severe in areas where human activities and impacts further increase acidity. 2. Ocean acidification has been well documented with global observations conducted over several decades by hundreds of researchers. It has been definitively attributed to human-generated CO2 in the atmosphere that has been released primarily by fossil fuel combustion and land use changes. 3. Acidity is the concentration of hydrogen ions in a liquid, and pH is the logarithmic scale on which this concentration is measured. It is important to note that acidity increases as the pH decreases. 5. The pH of the open ocean surface layer is unlikely to ever become acidic because seawater is buffered by dissolved salts. The term acidification refers to a pH shift toward the acidic end of the pH scale, similar to the way we describe an increase in temperature from minus 20 to 0 degrees centigrade. It's still cold, but we say it's warming. 6. Acidification is also changing seawater carbonate chemistry. The concentrations of dissolved CO, hydrogen ions, and bicarbonate ions are increasing, and the concentration of carbonate ions, which provide chemical building blocks for marine organisms, shells, and skeletons, is decreasing. 7. Decreases in the availability of carbonate ions force marine organisms to spend more energy building and maintaining their shells or skeletons. For some organisms, spending more energy on shell formation may leave less energy for other biological processes, like reproducing or responding to other stresses. 8. Many shell-forming marine organisms are very sensitive to changes in pH and carbonate ion concentrations. Conditions predicted for the coming decades may prove very stressful to these organisms. 9. The biological impacts of acidification will vary because different groups of marine organisms have a wide range of sensitivities to changing seawater chemistry. 10. Impacts from acidification at any life stage can reduce the ability of a population to grow or to recover from losses due to disturbance or stress. 11. Acidification will not kill all ocean life, but many scientists think we will see changes in the number and abundance of marine organisms. It is unclear whether these biological impacts will be reversible. 12. Areas that will likely be particularly vulnerable to acidification include regions where there is natural upwelling of deep water onto the continental shelves, such as the west coast of North America, the oceans near the poles where lower temperatures allow seawater to absorb more CO2, and coastal regions that receive freshwater discharge. 13. Evolutionary adaptation is a slow process requiring many generations, and acidification is occurring at a rapid pace compared to the speed of reproduction of some organisms. 14. Long-term pH decline could exceed the tolerance limits of marine species that live in coastal waters, even though they may have evolved strategies to deal with fluctuating pH on short timescales typical of coastal environments. 15. The current rate of acidification may be unprecedented in Earth's history. It is estimated to be 10 to 100 times faster than any time in the past 50 million years. 16. Full recovery of the oceans will require tens to hundreds of millennia. 17. Geoengineering proposals that seek just to cool the planet will not address the problem because they do not tackle its cause, excess atmospheric CO2. 18. Blue carbon is under investigation as a way of locally offsetting CO2 levels. CO2 from the atmosphere or seawater can be captured in salt marshes, mangroves, and seagrass meadows as organic material that can be stored for decades. This is called blue carbon. 19. Reducing nutrient runoff might offset some of the local changes caused by acidification and could increase the overall health of marine ecosystems, but this would buy only a little time because the root cause of the problem is global atmospheric CO2 emissions. 20. Ocean acidification represents yet another stress on marine environments that may endanger the flow of goods and services to marine-dependent communities. Humans around the world depend on the ocean for food, water quality, storm buffering, and many other important functions. Disruptions to marine ecosystems can alter these relationships. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.